Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We're looking for people just to be faces in the crowd. And you go and you get paid to sit and watch the court show. And, you know, they may even serve you, if you're there and they're doing several episodes, they may even throw in a little lunch for you or something. But a lot of people don't know that, you know, you can go in and they look for people for casting to come and sit in the crowd and be there and enjoy the entertainment of watching the court shows. And so it's different. I think the couple that are done here with Lauren Lakes Paternity Court, I think, and the couples court with the Cutlers, those are done in town. And Greg, when they're looking for people to come out for recordings and tapings of that, he would normally mention them on the casting call, which is on weekend, but you have to be around on weekend mornings to hear Greg name off the casting directors and what they're looking for productions, for either television shows or for movies, or maybe they need your car, you know, maybe they need something that you have in your house that may be just something regular to you, but it's that little thing they need for a background piece for a movie, especially if it's a period piece. So, you know, you may want to check that out. Check us out weekend mornings. And Greg is starting to crank those back up. He'll be mentioning those on our program and casting call. And if you are a good fit, get to be cast, you get to pick up some cash, you know, when the productions start going again here in our area. But we just talk about the TV judges. We got three. I got three right now. Jahi, how many do you have? All right. I got Judge Mathis, I got Judge Hatchett, and I got Mills Lane. Which ones do you have so far?
Those are I got Judge Judy, Judge Mills Lane,
okay.
Judge Mathis, and I forget the judge who on the new People's Court. Well, what's the lady's name that's on there?
She's been on there for a while.
Yeah,
she's a real good one too. Marilyn Million.
Yeah, her.
Marilyn.
Yeah,
Marilyn Million.
Yeah, I like. Yeah. I really like her.
All right, she's one of yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And I got one more, don't I? I'm supposed to have five.
One more. You have to do it right now.
All right. I'm gonna have to think about. The next one. Hatchet might be on there, but let me think about it.
And I know she's on mine. I got to put on mine because I've run into her sometime, and I don't want no trouble at the judge.
Well, then, I don't want no trouble either. So why you should have led with that one? And I'm gonna put on mine too. I don't want no trouble because I don't want her hearing this and then she running to you and be like, oh, what's that producer? No, I put her on my list too. So hey, Judge Hatchett. Number five.
Hey, Judge Hatchett, how you do? Yeah, there you go. You got her on your, she on your list.
Yep, she's on my list.
Look at
there you go.
Look at you.
Yep.
Being all diplomatic.
Yeah.
Diplomatic. yeah. Well, I got three. I still got to identify two. But like I said, let us know who you think your top five TV judges are as we continue tonight. Next hour, we're going to get into some NBA, Jahi. There's a lot happening with the National Basketball Association. You know, the teams are headed for the bubble when most of the teams will go intact. There are some teams will go minus certain players who decided they don't want to go. How's that going to work? Is this bubble going to be able to do the things that they say it's going to be, to keep the players safe and to keep them from contracting the virus? And if it is detected soon enough so it can be treated, and who are the players that will step in to those roster spots? While they're there, how difficult will it be to manage the bubble? And a lot of people now talking about, you know, players. Damian Lillard is concerned about, will players adhere to the rules of the bubble? We have guys that might be bubble violators. You know, that's the thing to worry about. I was in boxing is going on now. I was watching the boxing a couple of nights ago. And the one of the fighters' father is usually works in the corner with him. And one of the rules for them to come and fight these fights on TV is that they have to stay in a bubble. There's a certain floor of a hotel, the MGM, where they have to stay in Las Vegas. And his father left the bubble to go down to the casino. You know, I'm like, wait a minute. You're not supposed to do that. So he wasn't allowed to be in the corner of his son for this fight, which is very important. And he was really distraught at the fact that his father was not allowed to be there, but he violated the rules of the bubble. So that, you know, that can be tough. And what would be the sanctions? What would be anything, actions that would be taken for any players who do violate the bubble? Those are all questions that we have, but let's get the players down there first, shall we? Coming up in the next hour here, Chris Kirshner is going to join us. We're going to talk NBA and talk about the Atlanta Hawks, who may be headed for a second bubble. And, of course, the Hawks making news, doing something groundbreaking this week here in Atlanta. That and more continue as you stay with us on this Thursday night here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. Coming to you by way of the Radio.com app, available on all your smartphones and smart devices. Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.